Patricia KNDY Weather Eye Forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. As we head throughout the rest of this Tuesday, we're going to see sunny skies, temperatures lower 20s. Winds will be from the southwest at 10 and 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low near 11. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. For Wednesday, we'll have sunny skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 1. And Thursday, mostly sunny. Currently, it's 18.
When you bring your vehicle to Boss Motors in Marysville for quality care service, expect more than auto care. They're committed to things like giving you an appointment when you need it, fixing your car right the first time, on time, and giving you a great deal. Boss Motors in Marysville, it's the quality care you deserve.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A petition circulating through Colorado is calling for the National Western Stock Show to end the popular event in its program lineup. The mutton-busting competition features kids between 5 and 7 years old try to hang on as long as they can while riding on the back of a sheep. An animal rights group calls the event cruel and barbaric. An online petition was started by a woman in the UK and has gained some 82,000 signatures. The entire Western Stock Show is very violent. That says Aiden Cook, an activist with the group called Direct Action Everywhere. Well, Cook is one of 1,200 Colorado residents who signed the petition. Says if we strapped kids on the backs of terrified dogs and ran them around our enjoyment, people would be outraged, and it's no different than to sheep. The online petition says the sheep see the child as a predator, and animals often leave the event seriously injured. Well, a statement from the Stock Show says the National Western Stock Show takes animal welfare and safety seriously, and every mutton-busting event has strict rules that are enforced for the safety of both animals and children. Officials in Brazil still expecting to resume exports of fresh beef to the U.S. early next year. A Brazilian ag minister spoke at a recent news conference saying his country expects beef exports to the U.S. will resume very soon, but USDA still has not commented on whether or not it'll lift the ban on fresh beef from Brazil. It was way back in June the U.S. suspended beef imports from Brazil over safety concerns. That came after the U.S. had previously rejected 1.9 million pounds of Brazilian beef in March to June. Authorities say the rejections came from abscesses on the meat products caused by a bad reaction to a foot-and-mouth vaccine. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At PurpleWave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit PurpleWave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business, and the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
U.S. Cellular in Marysville is accepting applications for a full-time sales position. The right individual must be personable, have great customer service skills, computer and phone technology skills, and must be a team player. Pick up an application at U.S. Cellular, 517 Broadway in Marysville, or submit your resume online to MarysvilleUSCellular at gmail.com.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. A man has been arrested in the shooting death of a woman at a Lawrence apartment. The Lawrence Journal-World reports the man had been sought since the death Wednesday night of 30-year-old Lee Alla Turner. The suspect was booked into jail early yesterday morning on suspicion of involuntary manslaughter and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Two men in Topeka have found several signed works by prominent sports artist Ted Watts. The art was discovered inside a storage unit. The men came across some of Watts' works after receiving responding to an ad by a woman offering to sell everything in her storage unit. The man found the unit contained black and white drawings by Watts that include a depiction of the 1956 World Series. The new year got off to a shaky start in southern Kansas. The U.S. Geological Survey says the first earthquake of the new year in Kansas happened yesterday about 22 miles south of Anthony in Harper County. The 2.6 magnitude quake was recorded around 2 a.m. I'm Stephanie Austin.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3030 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3030.
Whether you're making updates to existing properties or building new construction, Lowe's has savings for pros during our Ready to Refresh event. Save up to $40 on American Standard toilets and save $10 on a Delta Brush Nickel two-handle bath faucet, now just $39. Save yourself some time by ordering online at lowesforpros.com and pick it up at our pro desk. Faucet offer valid through 1/28/18. Toilet offer valid through 3/18/18. See store for details.
Topeka police are investigating the suspicious death of a person whose body was found in a burning vehicle. Topeka Police Lieutenant Aaron Jones said firefighters found a person inside a burning vehicle while putting out the flames early Saturday morning. Police are trying to identify the body. Both Republican senators in Kansas are expressing concerns that any major changes to the North American Free Trade Agreement could have a negative impact on the state's economy. Senators Pat Roberts and Jerry Moran say they're open to improvements, but agree that NAFTA needs to preserve or expand export opportunities. Moran says that withdrawing from the agreement would hurt farmers and ranchers and cost the state jobs. Roberts says the U.S. economy has grown because of agreements such as NAFTA. The 2018 Kansas legislative session is preparing to get underway. Among other things, lawmakers will be working on a new plan for funding public schools. The state is under a court order to increase funding and distribute that funding in a more equitable way. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin. Police say a 19-year-old man has been shot to death in Grand Island. Officers were sent to a home around 3:45 a.m. yesterday and found a wounded man. Police say he later died at the hospital. He has been identified as Trevor Soap. No arrests have been reported. Nebraska lawmakers will kick off a new session tomorrow with the looming state budget challenges likely to take most of their attention. The short 60-day session could pressure senators to try to pass more legislation quickly, but it could also invite the kind of gridlock that is plagued the one House legislature for several years. Lawmakers and Governor Ricketts will work to balance the budget and cut taxes, even as the state faces a projected $173 million revenue shortfall in the current two-year budget cycle. This session will be the last for at least six senators who can't run again because of term limits. Mid-America Network News, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Want to know where the cattlemen with the best results and highest returns keep their secrets? Most of the winning producers from the city's edge to the county line are seeing the year-over-year advantage of Pellet Technology USA's line of power feeds. They're consistent, sustainable, help our ag economy, and will give you that efficiency bump that you've been looking for. All the other producers will be green with envy. So find out more about power feeds. Call David at 402-509-8775. That's 402-509-8775.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last Wednesday conducted mostly routine business. Transfers from funds were approved, including $300,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Road and Bridge Fund, $200,000 from Road and Bridge to the Special Machinery Fund, $150,000 from the Sheriff General to the Sheriff's Reserve Fund, and $10,000 each for noxious weed, emergency management, and the county appraiser to their capital outlay programs. Nemaha County Commissioners meeting last Wednesday conducted mostly routine business. Complete County Commissioners minutes are posted on our website and our Facebook page. Marshall County Extension Office will offer a program on ag leases Wednesday, January 3rd, beginning at noon at the Marysville Public Library. Topics include basics of the Kansas Ag Lease Law, crop share leases, cash leases, including variable cash leases, and the importance of communication. A light lunch will be provided. Program will last about an hour and a half, beginning at noon Wednesday at the Marysville Public Library. RSVPs requested, phone 562-3531. Kenneth Schwartz, age 95, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Liberty, Nebraska Christian Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Tuesday from 4 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Kenneth Schwartz. Arthur Ben Tice, age 70, of Morrowville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington. Burial in the Morrowville Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 11 until 8. Family will greet friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Ben Tice. Elda A. Rickenberg, age 86, of Beatrice, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at St. Paul's Lutheran Church, Beatrice. Burial in the Evergreen Home Cemetery, Beatrice. Visitation after 10 a.m. Monday through 9 p.m. Tuesday at Fox Funeral Home of Beatrice, in charge of arrangements for Elda Rickenberg. James Ullman, age 92, of Pawnee City, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 11 a.m. at Quarry Mortuary, Pawnee City. Interment in the Du Bois, Nebraska Cemetery. Visitation on Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for James Ullman. Michael O. Mutt Larson, age 65, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 6th, 11 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8. Family visitation Thursday, 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Michael Mutt Larson. Melvin L. Mill Bartz, Jr., age 80, of Blue Rapids, passed away December 25th. Memorial service is planned Saturday, January 13th, 11 a.m. at the Barnes Christian Church, interment in the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Terry Christie Funeral Home, Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Mel Bartz, Jr.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Well, we are finally seeing a little bit warmer temperatures across the central parts of the Midwest. We'll finally see temperatures back up into the lower 20s as we head throughout the rest of the day, all the way through the end of the week. Otherwise, a high pressure system across the area is going to bring dry weather. We do have a cold front that's going to move through the area midweek, but not bringing us any sort of precipitation. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of Tuesday, sunny skies, lower 20s. Winds will be from the southwest at 10 and 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 11. Winds will be from the southwest at 5 and 10. As we head into Wednesday, sunny skies, temperatures lower 20s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. For Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low near 1. As we head into Thursday, we'll have sunny skies, temperatures right around the lower 20s. Thursday night, mostly clear with a low near 6. And Friday, mostly sunny. And that's a look at your forecast. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Megan Mulford.
At Reflections Hallmark, proudly display life's unforgettable moments or give the gift of lasting memories with one-of-a-kind framing. Celebrate your favorite memories or display an old treasure. The custom framing department at Reflections Hallmark features quality frames made in Kansas from sustainable hardwoods grown here in the United States. Bring your unforgettable moments to Reflections Hallmark and let them help you preserve that memory. So much more than just your favorite Hallmark store. Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
Knowing what the weather will be is important to you. It helps you determine what you should have the kids wear to the bus stop, or if you'll have the chance to get that outdoor project completed. Weatherology.com eliminates the frustrations associated with other online weather websites and incorporates the latest social networking tools to enhance the quality of true, up-to-the-minute weather. Take Weatherology.com with you wherever you go by downloading the free mobile app for Android and iPhone. Weatherology.com, the science of weather simplified and socialized.
Sparkling wine or champagne that has gone flat shouldn't go down the drain. We'll share some alternative uses today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's KansasLivingMagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, January 2nd, the second day of the year. The national 55-mile-per-hour speed limit went into effect on this day in 1974. Still have some leftover bubbly from New Year's Eve? Uncorked champagne goes flat quickly, but you can still make use of it around the home. Try these clever ideas. It's said to be a refreshing and detoxifying skin toner. Dab some on a cotton pad and wipe across your face. Champagne will give your shoes a shiny finish after applying shoe polish. It cuts the fat in the polish, allowing leather's natural color to shine through. And there are all kinds of cooking uses. Try adding some to your scrambled eggs to make them extra fluffy. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Learn more and get the advice of the day online at almanac.com.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Baker Mayfield had the ball in his hands a few times with chances to win the Rose Bowl for Oklahoma. The Heisman Trophy winner couldn't convert those opportunities, and plenty of Sooners fans wished Mayfield had been given a whole lot more chances to conjure his usual magic during Georgia's epic 54-48 double overtime win last night. Mayfield went 23 of 35 for 287 yards and two touchdowns in his final college football game, but the swashbuckling senior will remember the moments that got away from him. Sooners fans also will remember the chances that Mayfield never even got on a wild night in Arroyo Seco at the college football playoff semifinal. Again, it was Georgia over the Sooners last night in the Rose Bowl, 54-48. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Rick Everett.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today, and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 3030 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 3030.
Now, for this message to the public.
It's been another great year here at the King's Corner. We want to say thank you. And to show our appreciation, we're having our biggest ever year-end sales blowout at Credit King. All makes and models, prices slashed every day we add to the markdowns. You'll save thousands. Trade-ins welcome. $100 layaway plan. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem. You know it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than the King. The biggest ever year-end sales blowout ever. You'll love it. Credit King. 31st South and Broadway. GoCreditKing.com.
Led by freshman forward Teddy Allen's game-high 22 points, West Virginia used a balanced scoring effort with four players in double figures to upend Kansas State 77-69 in a New Year's Day tiff at Bramlage Coliseum. The Mountaineers have now won 13 consecutive games since opening the season with a loss to Texas A&M in Germany. The Wildcats, which opened the Big 12 season on Friday with their first win at Iowa State since 2011, saw their eight-game winning streak at Bramlage Coliseum come to an end yesterday. And Patrick Mahomes made both his first NFL start and his first NFL relief appearance a success on Sunday, leading the Kansas City Chiefs past the Denver Broncos 27-24 on Harrison Butker's 30-yard field goal as time expired. Starting in place of Alex Smith, Mahomes drove the Chiefs 67 yards in 11 plays for the game-winning field goal that sent the Chiefs to their fifth straight win over the Broncos. Mid-America Network Sports.
Hey, Wildcat fans, be in Bramlage this Sunday, January 7th, as K-State women's basketball hosts Texas at 1 p.m. for the annual Play for K game. Tickets start at just $5, and the first 4,000 fans in attendance receive a free pink T-shirt. Performing at halftime will be the national halftime act, the Superstars. To order your tickets for the Play for K game, visit kstatesports.com or call 1-800-221-CATS.
High school basketball tips off tonight. Frankfort at Centralia. Kansas Jayhawks host Texas Tech. 7:30 pregame, 8 o'clock tip-off live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
This is Robert McInerney. Since Regina and I established Cornerstone Granite nearly 15 years ago, it's been our goal to provide outstanding customer service and satisfaction and to build lasting relationships with our friends and neighbors. We're proud to call this our home, all while serving our local community. Always feel free to stop by and see us on Highway 36 in Home City or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com for all your memorial needs. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
It's not just your garden. It's the way you live. And there's so much to know. But you have help. Bonnie Plants. Now with Bonnie's app, Homegrown, you can learn about veggie and herb varieties, track and record your garden with photos and notes, share on Facebook and Twitter, and so much more. How'd you ever grow without it? Get Homegrown with Bonnie Plants for iPhone and Android. The more you know, the better you can grow with Bonnie.
Don't drag that Christmas tree to the curb. Give it a second life in your landscape. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Cut trees make great windbreaks in the landscape. Strategically place discarded Christmas trees on the windward side of rhododendron, boxwood, and other broadleaf evergreens to reduce problems with winter burn. Or remove the branches and use them as winter mulch over bulbs and perennials. This winter mulch will keep the soil consistently cold, reducing the risk of early sprouting and winter damage that can occur during winter thaws. Set the tree in the landscape for a bit of added greenery. The birds will also enjoy the added shelter. And if you need a family fun activity, decorate the tree with fruits, berries, and seeds the birds can enjoy. As spring arrives, consider chipping and shredding your tree into mulch for trees and shrubs. And if this is not possible, check for recycling resources in your community. And check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Let me help you grow a beautiful landscape and productive garden with the Great Courses How to Grow Anything DVD series. I show and tell you how to design, plant, and maintain flowers, edibles, trees, shrubs, and more. The courses help new gardeners get started, experienced gardeners fine-tune their skills, and increase everyone's gardening enjoyment. The four How to Grow Anything courses cover topics such as food gardening, containers, landscape design, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Some people need large homes to accommodate growing families. For this builder, part of the motivation may have been to say, "I told you so," to his neighbors. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at nextaraenergyresources.com.
People are always asking, do you go all the places on your show? The answer is yes. And now I hope you'll join me on one of those adventures. We're headed to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll enjoy Italy's famous cities, Rome, Florence, and Venice. You see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills and sprawling vineyards, and much, much more. You can get all the details by clicking the link at americancountryside.com or just give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942. And mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. There's an early bird discount, so don't wait. Join us today. As David Springer explains, this town on the northern edge of Michigan's Upper Peninsula became a boom town over a century ago.
Copper mining was the big thing here. Back at the 1870s through 1910, this area was booming. In 1890 in Laurium, the population was only 1,200 people. But by 1910, there were over 10,000 people.
Dave and his wife Julie today own one of the mansions that resulted from the copper fortunes of those early days.
Thomas Hodson built this mansion. He invested in a claim down in Arizona, and it hit pay dirt. And a lot of the investors that were participating in that venture also then were living in this area. They built their mansions from the proceeds from that mine.
All told, the copper mining business was very good for Hodson and his investors.
By 1930, his company had produced $80 million in dividends, produced 160 million pounds of copper.
While copper mining was big business here in Michigan, many of the mansions in town were built from profits from the copper mines in Arizona. This was also Hodson's hometown, but there was perhaps a bigger reason for building the mansion here.
We also think it was to show the locals who had denigrated his claim of a mine down in Arizona and had actually promoted rumors that they were just, that the investors were being taken advantage of, to show them that this is what you could have had if you had the faith in us.
But we've yet to speak much about the mansion itself. It's quite a place, and one that's open for visitors to stay the night. That part of the story next time as we travel the countryside in Laurium, Michigan. I'm Andrew McCray.
Mother Nature likes to remind us that we're not in charge of the weather. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. The Farmer's Almanac has been trying to figure her out for 200 years as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
First century weather technology isn't always what it's cracked up to be. Take the Farmer's Almanac, for instance, which is celebrating 200 years of weather predictions. The publication was started in 1818 in Morristown, New Jersey, by a gentleman named David Young. He didn't have any radars or computers. Sandy Duncan is the Farmer's Almanac managing editor. She says Young came up with a set of rules to make his weather predictions.
A set of rules that based a lot of calculations on what was going on in the sky, both astronomically and mathematically. He didn't reveal everything in his calculations except to other weather calculators over the history of the publication. We have updated it somewhat, but still many of his suggestions and rules are in place.
Even today, there are no super radars or gee-whiz technology. The Almanac's long-range weather predictions are made by one guy with a formula.
Our current weather calculator is our seventh weather calculator in 200 years, so when you get the position, you hang out for a while. He is a real person. However, we decided to keep his true identity protected and secret, so we have a pseudonym for him. He goes by the name of Caleb Weatherby. Pretty much, we don't use technology. We use his form. formula, and it takes things like sunspot activity, tidal action of the moon, position of the planets, and a variety of other factors.
Duncan credits the longevity of their publication not only with weather forecasting, but everyday tips for farming, gardening, and living well. This year, they're celebrating with a bonus section that includes some of the funniest, most relevant throwbacks from older almanacs. Learn more about the Farmer's Almanac and its 200th anniversary at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Oh, Turning waste wool into fertilizer. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Wild Valley Farms in Croydon, Utah, was already making and selling compost and other soil amendments, along with raising sheep and cattle. And that's how Albert Wild came up with the idea for what eventually became Waterwise Wool Pellets.
My wife, with our potted plants at home, she had asked if I had anything special like the compost or something even better that would hold water in her plants so she wouldn't have to water them every day. So I just took some of our waste wool and put it into her plants, and it worked in that it held the water, but then we also found that it was adding nutrition.
Wild says a friend let him use a special machine to pelletize the wool, and now the product is a finalist in the National Farm Bureau Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge. The finals will be streamed live at 11 a.m. Central this Sunday at StrongRuralAmerica.com. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Farmers, if you have late model farm equipment to sell, give the guys at New Frontier Ag in McCook and Imperial, Nebraska a call. When your local dealership isn't giving you what you think your equipment is worth, or you're afraid of the results you might get at the auction, New Frontier Ag is your answer. They get you the best possible prices for your equipment at selling rates lower than the auction cost you. Call 308-340-8989 for more information on how New Frontier Ag can net you the most money for your used equipment. This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The U.S. Meat Export Federation has filed comments with the Mexican government regarding its concerns about the country's beef grading standard. Mexico's system closely resembles the one used by USDA, using the names Prime, Choice, Select, and Standard. But where the difference is the government's plan to use those names interchangeably. The USMEF says the plan will create confusion in the beef marketplace and diminish the value that the U.S. beef industry derives from a USDA grading system. Other differences between the Mexican-American systems include marble scoring and the procedures used to determine carcass grade. Those differences make the interchangeable use of English and Spanish grade names problematic. USMEF says the beef carrying any of the Mexican grades will not be comparable to beef that's been given a parallel USDA grade, and this will pose a problem in the marketplace as those grades represent standards that are well known in Mexico and around the world as they've been used for many years. The USMEF wants the Mexican grading system, which the government wants to make mandatory, to stay voluntary and for the government to remove the English grade names from their program. Well, we're not talking about the movie Trading Places, but the orange juice futures trade is stuck in its biggest rut since 1967. Futures closed lower for a record 15th straight day, middle of the week, with no end in sight. Domestic demand for orange juice has been shrinking for several years. On top of that, a declining citrus crop in Florida, which is the nation's number one supplier, and investor interest has also shrunk because fewer people want to use futures to hedge their risk. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
You're seeing some plus signs with corn, and the Kansas City wheat is on quite a rally. Maybe some weather concerns have boosted the prices for KC wheat. March is up 7.5 at 434 and 3/4. May is up 7 at 448. March corn is up 3 at 353.5. May corn is up 2.5 at 361.5. Soybeans started the day in the green, but that gave way for a time. But we're beginning to rebuild. January soybeans up 0.25 at 952. March beans up 0.25 at 962. January bean meal is unchanged at 312.60. March is up 50 at 317.10. January bean oil up 10 points, 33.18. March bean oil up 9 at 33.35. So things have come back around now in the soy complex. Cattle have been on a rally so far today. February live cattle up 120 at 122.75. April up 130 at 123.72. Later months in live cattle all up by more than a dollar. Feeder cattle are higher too. January feeders up 220 at 148.20. March feeders up 290 at 145.57. Again, all the later months are sharply higher, so things look good for cattle. Mixed numbers in hogs. February hogs down 82 at 70.95. April down 37 at 75.27. Now we do have the later months all green, but the early contracts are lower. We're looking at a couple of other issues here quickly. Cotton is taking a beating. March cotton down 104 at 77.59. May down 114 at 77.82. Crude oil is off. February crude down 16 cents at 60.26. March down 17 at 60.27. And gold is up. February gold is up $5.60, 1,314. A seam green on Wall Street so far today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 57 points, 24,776. NASDAQ is up 85 at 69.88. The S&P 500 is currently up 17 points, 26.90. Markets, Mid-America Ag Network.
Now, for this message to the public. It's been another great year here at the King's Corner. We want to say thank you. And to show our appreciation, we're having our biggest ever year-end sales blowout at Credit King. All makes and models, prices slashed every day we add to the markdowns. You'll save thousands. Trade-ins welcome. $100 layaway plan. Bad credit, no credit, not a problem. You know it. Nobody, and I mean nobody, does it better than the King. The biggest ever year-end sales blowout ever. You'll love it. Credit King. 31st South and Broadway. GoCreditKing.com.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are...
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson. And yes, today we'll take a closer look at one of the top stories impacting the world, the election of Donald Trump to become president of the United States. I'll talk about it after this message.
I know you love your glass ceramic cooktop, except when it's time to clean it. So let me tell you about one product that will leave your cooktop sparkling clean. It's Wink Glass Ceramic Cooktop Cleaner, strong enough to remove those greasy, grungy spots and yet gentle enough for smooth top ranges. It cleans, polishes, and conditions smooth top ranges. And special conditioners leave a protective coating which helps prevent scratches. That's Wink Cooktop Cleaner. Learn more at WHINK.com.
Based on the reaction, I think a lot of people were surprised and many of them shocked when they woke up the day after the November election a year ago and heard the headline, Donald Trump has been elected president of the United States. It pleased a lot of people. It made a lot of people angry, and they're still trying to deal with it. But as I've said, the Constitution of the United States requires that every 4 years we elect a new president. And we've done that. And so we should now take a look at the the next election, and if your candidate lost, work to get your candidate elected in the next one. And if you like what happened in this election, then you will vote the way you did this past year. But there's no question, it's no longer business as usual in the White House, politically and geographically, as far as the U.S. is concerned, and as far as the world is concerned. A lot of people around the world are still trying to figure out how to deal with this new leader of the free world, and a lot of people in this country are doing the same. But now is the time to decide who you want to see in the next election and start working for him or her to be elected. But in the meantime, the ongoing war of words, and many of them prompted by the president, who seems to spend all of his nights tweeting, putting himself in trouble with a lot of people, even the people who voted for him. But it's change, and I'm looking forward to working with the new Secretary of Agriculture and some of the other cabinet officers that have been appointed by Donald Trump as president. I have met several times now with Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, and I like what's happening. Back with the final word after this message.
If you've got a newer truck or tractor, you may need a newer diesel fuel. That's because newer engines operate under such extreme heat and pressure, they can actually cook your fuel, causing power loss, clogged filters, even engine failure. The solution is simple. Cenex Premium Diesel, with a special additive package formulated for the rugged demands of today's diesel engines. Want better running equipment? Get a better running diesel.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Tomorrow, a look at change at the USDA. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wink Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Have you heard about production cost insurance? It's a new, reliable, predictable risk management tool that not only covers the cost of production in challenging growing seasons, but one that promotes best practices in farm management across virtually every aspect of the operation. When adversity strikes at any phase of the crop production cycle, PCI empowers producers to make optimal management and agronomic decisions. Call us at Alliance Insurance for a free quote and all your other insurance needs. 562-2393.
Wish you had more bells and whistles on the farm machinery? Used precision ag equipment might work, and it's a lot less expensive than new on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Now you can read Successful Farming Magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texter app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texter app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming Magazine today. Successful Farming Magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texter.com and subscribe today.
Just because your machinery is a few years old doesn't mean it can't have precision equipment on it. Dave Mowitz is the machinery and technology editor for Successful Farming Magazine and researches the price trends of machinery. He says a number of innovative people have discovered that used precision ag equipment has great resaleability.
So why would you be interested in that? Well, it'd be a great opportunity if you wanted to take like an older sprayer, an older tractor, and update it so that you had like RTK guidance. Automatic guidance, for example, or you wanted to do a better job controlling the sprayer or controlling the tractor in the field, and you can get into it at a very reasonable price.
For example, Mowitz found that a used John Deere 2600 display online runs from $2,200 up to $2,900. Used John Deere Starfire ITC receivers range in price from about $600 to $1,100. The key is to know exactly what you're buying.
You need to plug it in. You need to see if the monitor works, for example. Touchscreens can go out after 5-6 years. If it's listed by a dealer, they should be able to tell you how old that equipment is. When you're buying it, also make sure you get all the cables, or you might have to buy the cables separately. Some of the units had activated software on them already. Others didn't. Now you're going to have to buy that activation.
Contact your dealer to see if used Precision Ag equipment will work on your specific machinery. I'm Jody Henke. Hear more from Dave Mowatz at Commodity Classic and also on agriculture.com.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Well, it can be challenging at times, but there are many, many residents in our nation's cities and urban areas that want to hear the story of agriculture from farmers and ranchers. How do we accomplish that? Well, we get the story from Rod Bain.
How can those involved in and that support agriculture explain the importance of farming and ranching to all of us, especially those in urban areas? University of Florida researcher Kevin Folta says it's about growers and agribusiness operators gaining trust with consumers, doing so by remembering
who the audience really is.
Many who have never stepped foot on a farm or ranch. But as legendary farm broadcaster Orion Samuelson points out,
farmers have a lot of believability when they talk about how they produce food and the care they give the livestock and the environment.
And using herself as an example, urban born and raised Claire Lindahl of the Soil and Water Conservation Society says there are many in the cities and suburbs fascinated by the origins of their food.
It intrigued me, it compelled me, it motivated me. So I think just getting this information out there and getting it understandable to the general public, people will naturally be inclined to be interested in it.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
In other news, United States soybean exports are now undergoing a new procedure to meet phytosanitary requirements for shipping to China. The new procedures apply to both bulk and container shipments of raw and unprocessed American soybeans to China. The Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service says compliance with the new rules will be necessary to maintain uninterrupted shipments to China. Greg Ibaugh, USDA Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, issued a statement saying that the agency worked closely with China and U.S. soybean industry representatives in coming up with an acceptable procedure. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-America Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
Pride of the Farm Waters at the top of their game. Years ago, their waters were manufactured with cast iron, but here in the 21st century, they use durable, energy-efficient materials, heated or 100% energy-free. Both have industry-leading 16-year warranties. Heated water models will water one animal up to 300 head of fat cattle. Heating bills, well, they can be as low as $15 a year. Check out prideofthefarm.com or Zietlow Distributing, McPherson, Kansas, and Boonville, Missouri, or MFA stores across the Midwest.
KNDY, AM and FM, Marysville.